Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, presented by Microsoft. The Jaguars secondary over the last couple weeks has been claiming that they're the best maybe in the National Football League. I don't know if it's a maybe, but I'm starting to believe that they certainly are among the best. Let me show you some plays that illustrate this. The Jaguars are bringing pressure on this down. Initially six, and then it turns into five because Telvin Smith bails out to cover the running back. But let's pause it here. When Jacoby Brissett hits his back foot, there is absolutely nobody open. The man-to-man is perfect. And Jacoby Brissett tries to adjust, but because of the flash of pressure in his face, it allows Telvin Smith to come underneath and gain control of the running back. This is a coverage sack all the way to where Malik and Miles Jack end up getting the sack. Not only are the Jaguars good in man, they're good in zone as well. Later in the game, let's pause it when Jacoby Brissett plants his back foot. T.Y. Hilton running a crossing route, Barry Church on top of him. Telvin Smith, his eyes to the inside. He's going to pick him up. But watch what happens with Barry Church. Because T.Y. crosses, he actually feels the receiver, Dante Moncrief, working behind him and shuffles to the inside, covering him as well. Aaron Colvin sees the running back, Ferguson, coming to the flat, comes up to cover him. Jalen Ramsey at the top, baiting Jacoby Brissett to throw the ball to the tight end, but he won't do it. And what does this do? It allows Calais Campbell to get a sack. Once again, coverage sack. And here's a third and four, and let's focus in on the two cornerbacks. Ramsey at the bottom, Boye at the top. Watch the awareness. They know the down and distance, and look at them. They have no safety help over the top directly. It's a middle safety. And for them to play this tight on a third and four is courageous. But look at the anticipation. They're running the routes for the Colts. And Ramsey's timing is perfect. And you think that they didn't know that T.Y. Hilton was a primary guy? Look underneath. Miles Jack is buzzing underneath the T.Y. Hilton. But guess what? Ramsey didn't need the help. And here's my last play for you to get the shutout. A fourth and 14. Let's focus in on Boye. Watch him. He knows that it's going to be a crossing route by Dante Moncrief. He's running the route for him. But his eyes go forward knowing that there's going to be traffic and he has to work his way through it. And he fights through it perfectly. And the secondary members on the other side playing the routes deep to short. Taking away the deep knowing you have 14 yards to play with, and look at the reaction by Jalen Ramsey. And a ferocious tackle. That's what I love about Jalen Ramsey. He's physical. And I love this secondary as a whole. They're playing well together and as one.